Number seven, prompt obedience. Prompt obedience. This is what I would call bias for action. The old folks called it task initiation. Now, I want to make sure I put this one after my stop doing list. So there's things you have to stop doing. There has to be evaluation, you know, for how you're going about doing it. But then there has to be this big vision. But at the same time, you know, part of a leader's job is to get new things into the culture, to start important tasks promptly, without delay, even if they're complex, even if they're not completely formed, and even if they're uncomfortable. You got to bring in new things. Now, this is part of what I do these days at my place. I bring in new things. Sometimes it took a long time before I brought in our ministry to Rikers Island. I couldn't get it worked out. I couldn't find the opening. But even when I did, when I finally got the open door, when I finally felt like this was the time, I mean, it was complex. It wasn't, you know, well thought out. We didn't exactly know what we were getting into, but we still took the first step. As another mentor of mine used to say, sometimes you take the first step, God takes the second step, and by the time you get to the third step, you'll realize it was God all along who took the first one. You know, there's something just about that, of moving out on faith. I said, look, you know, we've been praying about it. We've been wanting to do it. This crack has come open in the door. We're going to move through it. Same thing with the will and estate plan. You know, the long-term play on will and estate planning, people putting us in their will, people putting us in their estate plan. You know, tried a few things that didn't work. I fired a few shots before I fired some cannonballs. But then we found, you know, the right partner. We found the right group. And I had to figure out, okay, how do we work this in? So does that maybe this means one less membership class every year than what we've been doing, because we've got to get some people to these luncheons where we explain the wills and estates. Maybe it means we have to be ready when we reprint those next offering envelopes to have that check on wills and estates. Maybe it means something has to be delayed in our tech team that we're wanting to do. Maybe we're going to cut back here. So, you know, whenever the timing is right and you feel that leading by the Lord, it might take days, it might take weeks, it might take years. But at the moment God gives you the green light, you move, you act, you go forward. Delayed obedience is disobedience. A leader has to add as much as they subtract. We have to pull people together, and they're going to tell you, but I'm too busy to do that. I don't have time to come into something new. But as a leader, part of what you have to do is implement. We're so busy, we don't have time to develop the stewardship system. Well, you're going to get busier, but then once we have the system, we'll get it under control. You get a new idea. Yes, don't chase the shiny thing. Don't do it until you're ready to do it, but do it. A couple of things that have helped me is what I often call the two-minute start. And let's just give 2 minutes to thinking about how we could do this. How could we just begin to move this forward? Or two steps is another way sometimes I do it. What's just 2 steps we could take this week? You know, like we're looking at doing this church plant in France. We don't know if we're going to have the money. We don't know, but what are 2 steps that we could do? Okay, how about, you know, a 30-minute Zoom with the pastor as part of that? How about you write up our questions and, you know, check to see if, or maybe you check to see if our missions budget for this year has all been exhausted. Just 2 steps. We'll come back to it next week. Or 2 minutes. That would do it. I know those are longer than 2 minutes, but you see what I'm saying? It's just that little action that moves something forward. And then, you know, you take a little step, and then you're ready to go. And then you eventually sit down with your thoughts and you allow others to help form those thoughts, shape those thoughts, and you gather their commitment. This bias for action, this prompt obedience.